want to go check it out because it looks attractive. You want to see that. And again, we see that in a lot of other things too, in people and in magazines and all these things that are attractive. So, and it was a lesson last week that we talked about, is Jesus attractive? Well, you go to Isaiah 53, you kind of get an idea about the attractiveness of Jesus as far as this world and how they regard things as attractive. Isaiah 53, I just need to give you verses 2 and 3. For he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty, had no majesty to attract us to him. And how many things do we have in this world that do have beauty or majesty? And a lot of times that beauty is to attract. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. In fact, he was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. So it's just like, ugh, no. You ever seen something like that? There's a lot of stuff like that in this world, you know, a good old pile of trash somewhere or something. Oh, man, I can't. I don't want to look at that. Or whatever it is. This is a description of our Lord and Savior that people are hiding their faces. Sound attractive? Absolutely not. Not attractive in terms of what this world deems as attractive. He was despised and we esteemed him not. And you think about something that is despised, you know, you look down on it. Or you look at it with contempt or disgust or detest or hate. These are descriptions that we see here. And we esteemed him not. We didn't regard him highly. He wasn't regarded favorably. Wasn't regarded with honor or respect. Yet so many things that we think of as attractive in this world, we give these things to. We do regard highly and favorably. And we don't look at them with disgust or contempt. So I could just stop right there and say, yeah, a lot of times this world looks at Christ in these ways. So is Christ attractive? Well, again, in a lot of people's minds, well, absolutely not. Especially when you read something like that, the world doesn't find Jesus attractive. But Jesus is attractive. Jesus dying on the cross for us, to me, is the definition of being attractive. Because he died for us and gave us everything that he was. And that vision of him on the cross is attractive. Again, let's think about attractive as something that is engaging our interest or inviting. Now, think about Jesus being attractive. Is Jesus engaging our interest? Is Jesus inviting? Absolutely. He is those things. And why does Jesus engage our attention, our interest? Because of all he did for us. The sacrifice that he made for us. His body that was hung upon the cross for us. The blood that was shed for us. Is that attractive? Again, shift your thoughts on thinking of physical things, but think about the spiritual things that have been given for us. Christ being sacrificed for us. Absolutely. Yeah. So again, we're talking today about, you know, the Word of God being attractive to us. And the church being attractive. Jesus Christ is attractive to us. He should be each and every day. It should engage our interest. because of the character of who he is, who he was, and what he did for us. So don't have that view that we read about here in Isaiah 53 about hiding your face, no form, nothing you want to look at here. You want to gaze upon Jesus in all his glory, not just where he is now in heaven, but where he was here in this world, all the suffering that he had to go through, hanging on the cross for us. Why'd he do that? He did that for you. He did that for you. He did that for all of us. And to me, that's attractive. And it definitely does engage my interest. And as we partake of the bread and the cup, that's what we're doing. We're remembering all that he did for us, in remembrance of him, in remembrance of all he did for us. And to me, that's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful what he did, and it's beautiful what we're doing here right now. We honor and respect what Christ did for us. So think on these things.